Welcome to the Far From Shore podcast, where it's all about the Kraken and the community they play in. How's everyone doing today? Welcome back to another episode of Far From Shore podcast. Last night, the Kraken played a home game, the last home game, at Climate Pledge Arena against the Sharks. Unfortunately, we lost to the Sharks 3-1 and ending our season series with the Shark 2-2. Disappointing last home game, to be honest. We outshot the Sharks 50-23. We had a total of 3 power plays that led to nothing. And something to take away here is that the Sharks are overall in the NHL the worst team, and we managed to lose to them twice this season. You know, with 50 shots on net compared to their 23, you would expect, you know, to be us splashing pucks in the back of the net like there's no end. That's kind of where Devin Cooley comes into play here. Devin Cooley was the Sharks goalie last night and ruined the Kraken's house party by pretty much stopping every shot on goal we threw at him. Not to mention, you know, giving us an L of our last home game of the season. But he was pretty impressive, and while our offense was very underwhelming, and our offense being underwhelming is kind of like the trend that we've seen all season long. So the Kraken all season have been struggling to put an offense together. You know, both the coaches and the players have some explaining to do. It can't be all the coaches' fault because they don't put the pucks in the back of the net, and it can't be all the players' fault because the coaches can't draw up a good offensive scheme. So it's kind of frustrating. So it's also frustrating to listen to the reporters in the Kraken locker room after the game, you know, asking questions that we already know that the player is going to give us half-ass answers to, you know, just half-ass PR'd answers. You know, can we start asking questions to the players, or even like asking questions like, you know, why is the player to your left and to your right not putting like pucks in the back of the net? What do you think about that? Or like, why do you think this guy, you know, he's been doing good all season long, now he's just been bad? You know what I mean? So it's like, let's get down to it. Let's start pressing the players and asking questions that make them actually think for once. So yeah, I mean, that's kind of my spiel. I mean, we really need an offense, and we need it bad now. So our high-scoring player is Jared McCann, and he has 28 goals. Isn't that wild? Like, Jared is 45th in the league in top scorers, while the top 20 guys are pushing 40s and even exceeding 40s. And tonight, Joey DeCord, man. Joey this game let in 2 back-to-back goals. You know, something's telling me that Joey's losing his goalie god juice. Definitely not the same goalie that we've seen when he replaced Grew in the middle of the season when Grew got injured. So, I mean, it is what it is. So much to unpack here, this game, or even just like seeing this game, it is just like a good snapshot of what the Kraken season was pretty much like. Losing to teams that we should have won, and then seeing our Kraken offense do work but not having like the score that reflects like how many shots we've got. So it's pretty frustrating. So a lot to unpack. So what's next for us, guys? The Kraken aren't done yet with the season. We have 4 games left. You know, with the last game being on Thursday, April 18th, against the also eliminated Minnesota Wild, the Kraken declined to a 33-32-13 record. The next game is Dallas Stars, who are first in the division and one of the teams that clinched the playoffs pretty early. So I guess that's pretty much it, and that's it's kind of a short one, guys. I know. But like I said, there's a lot of unpack here, and I'm very excited to see what, you know, changes are to come towards the end of the season or right after the season ends. I mean, I'm really excited to figure out what's going to happen. It's going to be nice. I hope it is. I hope Ron Francis knows that this team is in deep, deep caca, deep, deep poo-poo, and we're going to need some work here. Yeah, but we have 4 games left. Dallas up next. Minnesota, our last game on the 18th. It's kind of a short one here, guys, so hope you got something out of this. I hope you're also frustrated like I am, because I'm very frustrated with the effort of this team, and this team can shoot pucks, but the goals don't reflect it. So we got to figure something out. So yeah, if you liked it, just let me know. And if you have questions or if you want to reach out to me, I'm pretty much on everywhere. Well, not everywhere. Try Instagram. And then you can comment on this episode too. So I hope you have a good day. And thanks for listening. Until next time, Squids, don't give up the ship.